We're going to be doing a Bible study tonight, continuing in Ephesians 5, with myself, and Dayon will be back at the top of the hour. Well, I'm with Dayon tonight, and we're continuing in our study in the book of Ephesians, and we're ready for chapter 5, and just say a word of prayer before we start. Father, we thank you for this time that we have to gather around your word. We pray that you would reveal your truth through it to us through the Holy Spirit and your word. We pray that anything that is said would glorify you tonight, and may your name be exalted. We ask this for your sake and for your sake alone. In Christ's name, amen. So I'm going to turn the first part over to Dayon, and then I'll take six. If you know, we'll see how far we get. We're going to kind of keep this to 30-minute segments. I find that, you know, most people's attention spans anymore, it's hard enough to keep them for 30 minutes. So go ahead, Dayon. It's all yours.
Sure. So let's go start with Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians 5:1. Be you therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savour. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. So, let's go back to the Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, and analyze some of these verses to see whether we can find some more scripture confirmations of these words. So, Ephesians 5:1, be you therefore followers of God. So for followers of God, we can find some other confirmations. But for example, Matthew 5:48, where it says, be you therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. And Luke 6:27, but I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you. Bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as you would that man should do to you, do you also to them likewise. For if you love them which love you, what thank have you? For sinners also love them that love them. And if you do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. And if you lend to them of whom you hope to receive, what thank have you? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love you your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and you shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be you therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure pressed down and shaken together and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet with all, it shall be measured to you again. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be you holy in all manner of conversation. That was 1 Peter 1:15. And 1 John 4:11, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. So we can see confirmation of Ephesians 5:1. Talking about to be a follower of God. Also, as children, for example, we can see in John 1, But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And also in 1 John 3, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that had this hope in him purified himself, even as he is pure. So these are just some nice verses which confirm to be followers of God and as dear children of him. Now if you move to verse 2, you can see the main topic here goes around, and walk in love as Christ had loved us and had given us himself for an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. So we can see, for example, the word love here. 1 John 3:1. Behold, what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Colossians 3:14. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And 1 Thessalonians 4:9. But as touching brotherly love, you need not that I write unto you, for you yourself are taught of God to love one another. And 1 Timothy 4:12. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. And 1 Peter 4:8. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. 1 John 3:11. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. 1 John 3:23. And this is his commandment. We should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, as he gave us commandment. And 1 John 3:24. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us, by the Spirit which he hath given us. 1 John 4:20. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God, love his brother also. So another set of words which are interesting here is Christ's love for us. Matthew 20:28. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. 2 Colossians 8:9. For you know that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. Galatians 1:4. Who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. 1 Timothy 2:6. Who gave himself a ransom for all, and to be testified in due time. And we can see also in another topic here, sacrifice. Romans 8:3. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. 1 Colossians 5:7. Purge out therefore the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened, for even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Hebrews 10:12. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. And also another set of words here that are interesting are sweet smelling flavor. You can see in Leviticus 1:9. But his inwards and his legs shall he wash in water, and the priest shall burn all on the altar to be a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. And Leviticus 1:17, and he shall cleave it with the wings thereof, but shall not divide it asunder, and the priest shall burn it upon the altar upon the wood that is upon the fire. It is a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. And 2 Colossians 2:15, for we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ, in them that are saved and in them that perish. So we can see that the sweet smelling flavor was something part of the sacrifice originally, and now that we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ in them that are saved. So if we now move to Ephesians 5:3, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. So we can see some verses here which are interesting, like fornication. Deuteronomy 23:17. There shall be no whore of the daughters of Israel, nor a sodomite of the sons of Israel. Matthew 15:19. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnesses, and blasphemies. Matthew 15:20. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man. Acts 15:20. But that we write unto them, that they abstain from pollution of idols, and from fornication, and from things strangled, and from blood. And Hebrews 12:16. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. Another word which is interesting is covetousness. It's in Psalm 10:3. For the wicked boasted of his heart's desire, and blessed the covetous, whom the Lord abhors. Proverbs 28:16. The prince that wanteth understanding is also a great oppressor, but he that hateth covetousness shall prolong his days. Micah 2:1. Woe to them that devise iniquity and work evil upon their beds. When the morning is light, they prophesy because it is in power of their hand. And they covet fields, and they take them by violence, and houses, and take them away. So they oppress a man and his house, even a man and his heritage. And another one, which is saying, let it not once be named among you, these things. Ephesians 5:12. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. And 1 Colossians 5:1. It is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as is not so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife. Now let's move to the verse 4. Ephesians 5:4. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving thanks. So again, we are continuing from our verse 3 with filthiness. For example, James 3. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are turned about with a very small helm, whichsoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defile the whole body, and set it on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. We also see with filthiness, 2 Peter 2:7, and deliver just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. And we also can move on, say, to the giving of thanks. Psalms 92:1. A psalm or song for the Sabbath day, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, as to seek praises unto thy name, O Most High. Psalm 107:21. Or that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And Daniel 6:10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, and he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed, and gave thanks before his God, as he did aforetime. And Hebrews 3:15. By him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. And let's move to Ephesians 5:5. For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. So we can summarize these with a few verses here as well. First, Colossians 6:9, confirmation of the same. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. And we see Galatians 5:21. Envying, murderers, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of to which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And 1 Timothy 6:10, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. And 1 Timothy 6:17, charge them that are rich in this world that they will not be high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. And Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving, and abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Go with you, Larry.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dayan. And moving on to verse 6 in chapter 5. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. You know, there's very little written anymore about, especially to those who are consider themselves to be reformed, about practical Christian living, as exemplified in Ephesians 5. We see in John 13:34, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, but that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Romans 6:12, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. And also, I think Matthew 12:35 was alluded to, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasures bringeth forth evil things. And so also in this whole passage, this has to do with our relationship with others. And not only our relationship with those in the secular community, but more the relationship we have with brothers and sisters in Christ. We see in Ephesians 4:29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. 1 Corinthians 6:9. Know ye not that the unrighteousness shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Now the works of the flesh are manifested, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. We can find this in Galatians 5. Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in the past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But he, in verse 9 it says here, in verse Ephesians 5, 9, for the fruit of the Spirit in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Well, here we find in this passage, in Galatians 5, verse 22, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. I think also Dayan referred to a passage in Colossians. You know, Colossians 3:5, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things, saith the wrath of God, cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and having put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after him, the image of him that created him. Well, I think that's a good place to stop for today. We've gone through Ephesians 5, 1 through verses 10, and next time we will continue on through 11, through how far we get, Dion. And I appreciate your taking your time tonight to share with us on this Bible study, and I'll look forward to seeing you next Thursday night. Are you still there?
Sorry, I had it on mute.
Oh, okay.
I was just saying, would you prefer Tuesday night or Thursday night?
It doesn't matter. Whichever works better for you. I have actually both nights open, but 6 o'clock works a little better for me if you can do that.
Okay, sounds good. Well, let's maybe closer to those dates and see which one's better.
Okay. So you want to just check?
We can do Thursday night.
Thursday night. Okay, I'll look forward to seeing you next Thursday night at 6 o'clock Central.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.